I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. A Tony members-only ski resort in Wilmington has some pretty big plans for development. The resort's rapid growth is creating a demand for more power, and it's raising questions about who pays for the new equipment needed to provide it. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has more.
In August, the Hermitage Club at Haystack Mountain was named one of Inc. magazine's fastest-growing private companies in America, with a three-year revenue increase of 733%. It takes a lot of electricity to power that kind of growth, and to continue to meet the company's projected needs, Green Mountain Power is seeking Public Service Board approval for a new substation in Wilmington. According to papers filed with the board, the Hermitage Club will pay for some of the construction costs associated with the project. But just how much it will pay is still being disputed. GMP's Dorothy Schnorr says the company should pay about $205,000 toward a $3.6 million project.
We need to build the substation, first of all, for improved reliability in the area. In addition to that, the Hermitage is expecting some major growth, and we need to have electric infrastructure in place to be able to serve that growth. But because it's a little bit unusual to have that fast growth, the Hermitage will be paying a portion of the cost of that substation because part of that additional size is being built specifically to serve them.
Chris Recchia, Commissioner of the Public Service Department, says the department is going to have more questions for GMP about how much the Hermitage should be expected to pay for the substation.
So there's no standard formula associated with it, but we do try to make sure that the driver of the cost pays for the increase. We're going to look at this and see whether Hermitage is paying their fair share of what they're causing to be the upgrade of the substation.
Recchia says GMP customers should not have to cover the cost associated with the Hermitage upgrades. There are also environmental concerns. Billy Koster is with the Agency of Natural Resources.
We're currently probing as to whether there's alternate ways that they can distribute that power that have less of an impact on natural resources such as stream buffers.
Dale Roboto, Senior Vice President at the Hermitage Club, says the company is counting on the infrastructure to support its plans.
But as we look to our expanded growth, which will be additional real estate development on the mountain, we will have requirements for additional power here at the Hermitage Club. That's a vital component of our future development plans here at the club.
That projected growth includes a 93-unit hotel, which was approved this month by the Wilmington Development Review Board, but still needs an Act 250 permit for the project. In May, the Hermitage Club paid the state $205,000 and admitted to violating land use and environmental permitting laws. The Hermitage is also expected to go before the Wilmington Development Review Board later this month for a plan to improve the airstrip at the Deerfield Valley Airport, which the company owns. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Wilmington.